Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life. And by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump threatened to impose tariffs on imports from Colombia after Colombia refused to accept U.S. migrant arrest flights. But Colombia has now changed its course, says ABC's Rachel Scott.
The White House announcing the two sides have reached an agreement, vowing to hold off on those tariffs, but still imposing visa restrictions and halting visa services at the U.S. embassy until those deportation flights land in Colombia. In a statement, the White House press secretary warning, President Trump expects all other nations of the world to fully cooperate in accepting the deportation of their citizens illegally present in the United States.
Rain in Southern California is helping reduce the fire risk, but it's increasing worries about mudslides. It's Holocaust Remembrance Day. There are ceremonies at Auschwitz marking 80 years since the death camp was liberated. And for the second time in 3 years, the Super Bowl will match the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles. The game is in New Orleans, February 9th. This is ABC News. Confirmed in South Korea that the passenger plane that crashed last month, killing all but two people on board, struck birds.
Both engines of the Jeju Air flight that crashed last month in South Korea contained duck remains, according to a preliminary report released on Monday. We're also learning the final 4 minutes of recordings from both the cockpit voice recorder and the flight data recorder are missing. Officials are still trying to figure out what caused the crash that left 179 people dead. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
Another reason for older adults to get out and get exercise. A new study says 150 minutes of moderate activity, think walking or dancing, each week can lower the risk of death by 31%. And a sweet way for a baby to come into the world. An Alabama woman couldn't make it to a hospital, so she gave birth in her car in the parking lot of a Krispy Kreme. The company is giving the family free donuts for the year and will host the little boy's birthday parties. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, 172 South Church Street.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One spring break while I was in college, a cross-country teammate and I decided to hitchhike to the Florida Keys and back to our college in southern Illinois. We made it to Key West and were on our way back when nightfall came upon us. So we camped overnight on a beach between two of the islands. In the morning, we decided to go for a swim before taking off on our hike again. What we discovered is that there is a strong current flowing from the Gulf of Mexico into the Atlantic Ocean between the islands. When we realized that, we were already about 300 or 400 yards offshore into the ocean and were being drawn away. Because I'm speaking to you now, you know that we made it back to shore, but there were moments of uncertainty and maybe a little panic. That's the way it can be in our walk with Christ. If we aren't intent on moving forward with Him, we can easily drift away. If we aren't actively building our relationship with Him, we can easily lose sight. The Apostle Paul said, "One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Brothers and sisters, keep moving forward. As children of the living God, be in a full relationship with Him, reading and meditating on His Word and talking with Him continually. Then you will not be in danger of drifting.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Calling all parents and their children ages 0 to 5, including kindergartners in Richland County. Join them for an exciting adventure at the Brewer Public Library, Saturday, February 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten Challenge and enjoy fun activities from PBS Kids, free book giveaways, take-home materials, and reading and literacy resources. It's a day packed with learning and fun for the whole family. Learn more at CESA3.org or contact the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. Don't miss out. Hope to see you there. Start your reading adventure this February at the library. We'll see you at the Brewer Public Library Saturday, February 1st from 10 until 1.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, temperatures will be quite a bit warmer this week than they have been the past couple of weeks. It's certainly looking a little more like late winter or early spring than January, with several days getting into the 40s at least. There's even an outside chance of touching 50 in some spots later this week. We're going to see a series of weather systems slide from southern Canada down through the central Great Lakes the next couple of days. The main impact for us here locally will bring some cloud cover and gusty winds. There could also be just a few sprinkles or flurries out there late today with a weak front dropping through. The better chance of snow tomorrow will stay in north and east central Wisconsin, where up to an inch or so would be possible. We are expecting dry weather Wednesday through Friday for the most part, although by Friday, a new weather system sliding south of Wisconsin brings a slight chance of some showers of rain or snow to our area, the better chance of staying in parts of Iowa and Illinois. Here's that forecast for today, partly cloudy and mild with gusty winds. The high temperature near 40 degrees, west wind 15 to 30 miles an hour and gusty. Small chance of sprinkles or flurries early tonight, then partly cloudy and breezy, low at 20. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy and mild, high 43. Southwest to west wind 15 to 30 and gusty. Tuesday night, partly cloudy and breezy, low 27. Wednesday, partly cloudy and somewhat cooler with highs in the mid-30s. Heading into Thursday, sunny and unusually warm for late January. Low 18 degrees with highs at least in the upper 40s. Friday, increasing clouds. Slight chance of drizzle and flurries by late afternoon. Low 27 with a high of 43. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a small chance of light snow or flurries in the morning, then partly cloudy. High temperature 36. A good chance of snow on Sunday. Some accumulation. Highs in the mid-30s. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community
Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
18 degrees and sunshine. Yesterday's high was 30. The record high, 57, set in 2002. Record low, 24 below zero in 1988. Last year's high was 40 and the low, 33. Sunset will occur at 7 minutes after 5 this afternoon. Tomorrow morning, sunrise time, 7:22. East winds are at 6 miles per hour. Currently, the barometer is at 29.78. No precipitation today. After a low of 12, it is 18 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto of Richland Center in Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in Southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment of quality and exceptional service. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We'll update you on the schedule of high school events for this evening. Details on a Badger win as well yesterday in men's basketball.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat 3 times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with tough shell stretch polyester, delivering 5 times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Over the weekend, Richland Center lost to Lodi Saturday night in boys basketball, 77-53. Cuba City 71-42 over Bangor. It was Waverly-Shell Rock, Iowa defeating Prairie du Chien 79-33. Southwestern edge North Crawford 55-53. And Kickapoo over Wabino Leona in boys basketball 55-39. Those among the games on Saturday. It was the Kickapoo girls edging Wabino Leona on Saturday, 38-37. And Lancaster got by New Glarus, 50-46. Platteville, 48. Reedsburg, 32. On tonight's area girls basketball schedule, in fact, it's a boys-girls doubleheader at Ithaca. Brookwood travels to take on the Bulldogs. Platteville at Mount Horeb, Westby at GET, Argyle-Pecatonica at River Valley, East Dubuque at Potosi-Cassville, Mineral Point at Belleville, Wisconsin Heights at Poinette. In boys basketball, Darlington at New Glarus, Platteville at Mount Horeb. It's also Judah at Barneveld, Potosi at Belmont, Luther at Cashton, Benton at River Ridge, Cassville at Highland. Dodgeville visits Viroqua, New Lisbon at Tri-County. Wanewunk Center with a makeup game at Pittsville tonight. Riverdale travels to Weston, and Black River Falls plays here in Richland Center against the Hornets. Richland Center has had a busy schedule. After suffering losses to Dodgeville and Lodi, they'll look to bounce back tonight. We'll have a game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, beginning with a pregame time around 7:15. River Valley with action going on tonight, and in fact, over the weekend, their teams were very busy. They had a wrestling duel with Lancaster, in which they lost on Friday night. JV state qualifier Bradley Loomis from River Valley went 1-2 Saturday at the JV state tournament. River Valley Barneville gymnastics team scored a 106-425 in the Tammy Effinger Memorial Invite at Westby. Junior Jenna Cox completed in the vault for the first time and scored a 6-8. She also got personal bests at 2.2 on the bars and 5-3 on the beam. Junior McKenna Histed with a season PR of 7-5 on the vault. Freshman Presley Montre with a season high score of 8.3 on vault. Also junior Ella Donald had a career high score of 4-6 on the bars. Senior Alexa Rincon had a career PR of 4.95 on beam. And junior Ella Prohaska with a season PR of 7-4 on the floor. The Richland Center wrestling team will be back with lots of action coming up this week, getting ready for the upcoming postseason, which starts with the conference clash on February 8th. Tomorrow night, they'll be involved in a duel. I talked to head coach Silas Coleman about that.
Tuesday in Riverdale at a quad. Friday, we have a home duel. And then Saturday, we're heading up to Cashton, so that kind of kicks us off into that postseason time leading up into conference and then obviously regionals.
How's the team doing in the wrestling room? Are you kind of showing some improvement?
I've been really happy with what I've been seeing here lately, and I've talked about it before, but it's just like finding those little things that we need to work on each week. We spend a lot of time lately just spending those moments that we can working on those little things, and the kids have been really good at looking at their film and finding those things they need to work on. But overall, I've been really pleased with what we've been seeing.
Are you getting healthier?
Yeah, I think that everyone's finally starting to get over any colds or sicknesses that they may have had there for a while. So that's kind of going away. And then obviously just working through those kind of middle to end of the season, nicks and dings that we're getting. I'm just trying to work through those things. But otherwise, we're fairly healthy.
That is Richland Center head wrestling coach Silas Coleman. His team will be at Riverdale coming up on Tuesday evening. Church Lake Volleyball resumes its schedule tonight. 7 o'clock, Beulah Wesleyan 1 plays Five Points Lutheran. 7:45, Avoca Bible 2 takes on Grace Community 1. Richland Baptist Temple 3 plays Free Methodist 2 at 8:30. 9:15, St. John's and Richland Baptist Temple 1 will meet in Church Lake Volleyball Monday night action at the Richland Center Community Center. Bowling scores from over the weekend in youth bowling. For the girls, high series was Jocelyn Adams, 539. Abby Weigel had a 258. Jocelyn Adams' top game was 214. Abby Weigel's was 91. The top series for boys, Caden Keller, a 599. Kyle Schettinger with a 552. Thomas Friel, a 543. Top game, Kyle Schettinger with a 236. Caden Keller, a 217, and Thomas Friel, a 199 in youth bowling from over the weekend. The Badger men's basketball team did a lot of damage from long range Sunday, beating the Nebraska Cornhuskers 83-55. Wisconsin hit 14 of 31 three-pointers, and guard John Tanjay scored a game-high 27. The Badgers have made more than 14 trays only twice in program history. The home team delighted the Kohl Center crowd by starting the Big Ten Conference game with a 19-2 run. Wisconsin will take its 16-4 record, 6-3 in conference games on the road to Maryland for a game coming up on Wednesday evening. Here is Coach Greg Gard.
We'll have some nice box meals for us, I'm sure, Tuesday afternoon when we fly to Maryland, stay in a good hotel. We're flying around playing basketball. There's much more difficult things in life that you could be doing than changing time zones playing basketball. So I don't make a big deal out of it because I don't think it's a big deal. Go play. Where do they want us to play next? All right, we'll be there.
Coach Gard talked about the team's offense.
From an offensive standpoint, if we can be top 10 in the country, which we are now, defensively we felt we needed to climb to be top 25 in order to be really elite. Because if you look across the country of who's in that category, it's some pretty high-powered teams. So defensively we were hovering in the 50s, and we need to continue to grow that and get better defensively. And
elsewhere, yesterday in major basketball, it was number 17, Illinois over Northwestern, 83-74. In the NBA, Oklahoma City over Portland, 118-108. correct. Packer offensive coordinator Ann Abstinovich has been interviewed for the same position with the Seattle Seahawks. CBS Sports reports the surprising development. It's surprising because the move would be lateral for Green Bay's 41-year-old offensive play caller. Dairyland Express reports that the Packers rated fifth in the NFL with an average of 6.1 yards per play. If he moves on it, it would be a loss for the youthful offense in Green Bay. For the third straight year, the Packers have been shut out for top NFL individual awards. Finalists were announced last week. The last time a Green Bay Packer player or coach was honored was after the 2021 season, when quarterback Aaron Rodgers was named MVP and head coach Matt LaFleur finished second for Coach of the Year. Their biggest oversight appears to be rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper, who was not a finalist for NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, although he played in fewer than half of his team's snaps. Cooper topped the finalists in tackles, also tackles for loss, and interceptions. He also tied for first with four turnovers created. Yesterday in football, Patrick Mahomes accounted for three touchdowns, and the Chiefs defense held up against the Bills 32-29. Saquon Barkley had 118 yards and three scores, leading the Eagles to soar 55-23 over the Washington Commanders. Brewer broadcasting legend Bob Uecker was laid to rest during a private family ceremony, followed by a burial on Friday. His family issued a statement of gratitude for the well wishes and sympathy received from the public. The Journal Sentinel reports that plans are being made for a public celebration of life this summer. Uecker died at the age of 90 earlier this month. The Wisconsin men's hockey team earned a 5-4, come-from-behind win on Friday, and skated to a 4-4 tie against Michigan on Saturday, taking four of a possible 6 points in the Big Ten standings on the weekend. They finished the four-game season series with eight out of a possible 12 points over the Wolverines. Michigan did secure the extra point on Saturday night by winning a shootout. Here's Coach Mike Hastings.
The thing that I'll say is, again, this team and continues to prove itself that we won't go away. And so to be able, again, be down by what we were and fight back and find a way, and again, being down 4-3 and Dexie getting his first one, getting 4 out of 6 points. It isn't a Mona Lisa, fellas, but it sure isn't bad.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Radio Sports.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
Good morning, 19 degrees at WRCO Studios. It is time now for a vintage Paul Harvey program sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm, focused on relationships, not transactions. They help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. It all started in Bridgeport, Connecticut, more than a century ago. You see, there was a pie company in town, a big bakery, and all they baked were pies. The company drivers used horse-drawn wagons to deliver their product back then. But one day during the driver's lunch break, they were all standing around in back of the shop, a bit bored, maybe. And one of the drivers got an idea. He reached in back of his pie wagon, pulled one of the company wares off a stack, and then he heaved it directly at one of the other drivers. Direct hit. The rest of the employees thought that was terribly funny, and before anyone knew what was happening, all the drivers were hurling the company's products at each other. As far as we know, nothing like it had ever happened before. But the pie company drivers decided it was an ideal way to relieve boredom. So beginning that day, it became a regular noontime recreation. Now, before you start thinking of this as the Great Bridgeport Pie Fight or sheer slapstick, you should know that the company's employees, over many months of practice, developed it into a real art. They discovered, for example, that the accuracy of the throw depended on a special way of holding the pie tin and a certain forward wrist action right before the release. And you might have guessed that one day around noon, the pie company president just happened to be passing by. And when he saw his workers engaged in this peculiar pastime, he was rather annoyed. After all, this was company property the drivers were tossing about so recklessly. But you know, the sheer exhilaration that came from this odd recreation was irrepressible. And pretty soon, Yale University students picked up on it, and it became a craze. Then Harvard, never far behind Yale in college fads, started doing it on campus. Some irreverent students even called it a sport. And all the while, that Bridgeport Pie Company's products were the only ones used in honor of the company drivers who had invented the pastime. And Purdue followed Harvard in the craze, then Notre Dame, and eventually every major college in the country had gotten into the act. And yes, it all started in Bridgeport, Connecticut in the early 1870s with the employees of a local pie company who had discovered a way of letting off steam. And inasmuch the activity is successful even in the 21st century, the company itself, well, though it's not around anymore, as recently as 1956 it was selling some 80,000 pies a day. But here's the thing. Those pie company wares tossed around by the drivers, they were not the pies themselves. They were the pie tins. In fact, right this minute, one of those original pie tins is on display in the Smithsonian Institution because of its aeronautical significance. Really? And, of course, the name of the Bridgeport, Connecticut Pie Company is embossed on that pie tin, the Frisbee Pie Company, the containers of which became the Frisbee. Only now you know the rest of the story.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
WRCO 100.9.
Talking that sweet talk so sincere, saying everything that I want to hear. And I want to believe, yeah, yeah, I want to believe. checkout line. They mentioned your name about three or four times. I didn't want to believe, no, didn't want to believe. And out in the parking lot, oh, we made friends. You've been doing to me what you've been doing to them. I didn't want to believe, no, no, didn't want to believe. My woman's intuition is around for my suspicion. I'm in a dangerous position that I choose not to see. And you know just how much I want to
you wide awake at a quarter to three. As messed up as me, and all alone, and all your friends have all gone home, and you hate that the truth
Great to have you along today on WRCO Radio. We'll be playing the trivia question of the day in just a little bit here today, so stay tuned for that. Tonight, as we had mentioned on sports, a boys basketball game with Richland Center playing host to Black River Falls. Black River Falls is coached by former player Jack Taylor. And you may remember his name a few years ago with Grinnell College when they were going crazy and making some national news headlines. And he scored over 100 points in a ball game for Grinnell College. That's been a few years ago, but he'll be the head coach of Black River Falls as they come into Richland Center High School Fieldhouse this evening. Al King featuring Dierks Bentley on WRCO Radio. Today on a Monday, we'll update you on how you can win in just a little bit here with our trivia question of the day. On our first part of the morning show today, we'll welcome guests talking about the Simons Recreation Complex and all it does for them. On the second part of the show, we'll have an update on this week's community forum. It's a Wednesday night, very important between the City of Richland Center, Richland County, and Simons Recreation Complex and Richland Center School District. So we'll have an update on that and what you can expect coming up for Wednesday night as well. That's during today's morning show between 9 and 10.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
When you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroqua.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby is hosting a health and wellness event on Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the people and services available in our community to help you live your best life and take advantage of this opportunity to talk to experts about how to take care of yourself and your home. Visit their Facebook page for a list of participating businesses. Don't miss it. Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Door prizes and giveaways at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
The trivia question of the day today is sponsored by Subway in Richland Center on the Sextonville Road. Discover better for you sub sandwiches at Subway. Make someone's day by giving them a Subway gift card or use it yourself. Check out all the brand new sub sandwiches they have as well.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
The winning answer wins a 6-inch sub of the day from Subway in Richland Center, if you know the right answer. On which television show was this a common phrase? God'll get you for that. Which TV show was this a common phrase? God'll get you for that. 608-647-4155. That's the trivia hotline. And here is Lady A.
I'm in love with the thought of you when you were 22. A pair of boots and your Converse shoes kicked off by the front door. Sipping cheap tequila on the front porch. I'm in love with the history of you and me, how we used to be. King and queen of this small town, young and wild. Something from the 90s on the dashboard dial. But oh, memory ain't enough.
Today's trivia VIP is Randy Ewing. Way to go, Randy. He wins a great prize from WRCO and Richland Center Subway. The TV show with a common phrase, God'll get you for that, was none other than Maud. That's right. Bea Arthur, her pre-Golden Girls television series. And, of course, that was a spinoff of All in the Family as well. And Maud was a little, controversial from time to time. As my mom used to say, Jim, this program's kind of raw.
Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could. Isadora was the first bra burner. Ain't you glad she showed up? The country was falling apart. Betsy Ross got it all sewed up.
And then there's Maud.
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 And then there's Maud. That uncompromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizing.
Right on, Maud.
The theme song from the classic television show Maud with Bea Arthur, Bill Macy was her husband in there. Adrienne Barbeau was their daughter in that program, program from all those years ago. And it was on CBS, so I saw most of the CBS shows. We did have a UHF antenna by then, and most of the time we could get it right. Sometimes we'd have to go up and maybe turn it just a little bit. But we were pretty good for VHF and all of the CBS shows out of Madison, unless... Well, sometimes in the summertime it wouldn't be so good, or the Super 98 electric fencer would interfere, or a low-flying plane from Sextonville. But other than that, we saw it pretty well.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
It's the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration now through February 1st at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter, because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and program vehicles to choose from. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and all new Chevy Equinox. Groundhog Day at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Well, it won't be long, Groundhog Day, right? It seemed like a long ways off for that holiday, but now less than a week. Here's Shania Twain.
Well, it shines like a penny in a little kid's hand when he's out on a Saturday night. He's a real go-getter and the best two-stepper you'll see. But when I'm sitting alone,
She's a party all nighter. Little funky comadina, little strawberry wetter. That girl, she's a love gunslinger. Neon Jaeger bomb, karaoke singer. That girl, she's a walk on the wild side. She's a dago radio slow ride. Low ride, good time.
Trails are happy until we talk again later from WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, and WRCO.com. Our news update is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store in Spring Green featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games. It's 23 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump will address congressional Republicans today at their leadership retreat in Florida. Over the weekend, he threatened 25% tariffs on all imports from Colombia after that country's government refused to allow U.S. military deportation.